Only 36.9% of those suffering from anxiety receive treatment, even though it is highly treatable. Risk factors, including genetics, brain chemistry, personality, and life events, contribute to the development of anxiety disorders. Anxiety disorders and depression are linked. Almost half of people diagnosed with depression are also diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. Women are twice as likely to be affected by generalized anxiety disorder as men. Stress and anxiety affect everyone at one time or another. Stress is a response to a threat in a certain situation. Anxiety is a reaction to that stress. Anxiety disorders affect 25.1% of teenagers. Teens with untreated anxiety disorders are at higher risk for poor school performance, missing out on important social experiences, and substance abuse. Older adults experience anxiety at rates similar to teenagers, although anxiety disorders in this population are frequently associated with traumatic events, such as a fall or acute illness. Anxiety is a clinical term. As you can see, much research has been conducted regarding anxiety, and it is a serious problem. However, there is another type of anxiety that comes with our day-to-day trials and stressful situations. It is called worry. Corrie ten Boom said, "Worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength, carrying 2 days at once. It is moving into tomorrow ahead of time." I think one reason people end up with serious anxiety or depression disorders is that they don't address the anxiety we all face daily and let it build until it becomes unhealthy or unmanageable. There are, of course, other more serious underlying causes of anxiety, such as abuse during childhood, severe long-lasting illness, loss of a loved one, working too hard for too long, not getting enough rest or sleep, and other conditions. In this book, I want to address the daily anxieties and worries that we deal with simply because we live in a sinful world that presents us with frequent problems. Jesus says that we will have trouble while we are in the world, but to take heart or cheer up because he has overcome the world. John 16:33. If we can learn to deal with daily anxieties quickly, they will have no opportunity to turn into mental disorders. We can and should learn from God's Word how to deal with our daily situations. The quicker we refuse to worry when we are tempted to do so, the less likely we are to have serious problems with anxiety. My husband Dave never worries. Part of the reason for this is his natural temperament, and part of it is due to his trust in God. He truly believes God will take care of him, and he has a genuine revelation of 1 Peter 5:7, which says to cast the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Amplified Bible, Classic Edition. I have a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law who are the same way. They are genuinely at peace, no matter what is happening in their life. However, I've learned that although some people seem calm no matter what the situation may be, they may internalize their frustration, fear, and worry. This can be more harmful than expressing their negative emotions. I've heard that people either explode or implode if they don't learn to deal with their emotions properly. For years, I was the type to explode, but eventually, all of my explosions also caused me to implode. In December 2017, after years of unreasonable stress caused by many situations, I fell apart, so to speak, and became extremely ill due to a condition that had taken years to develop and took more than 18 months to recover from. The illness turned out to be a blessing in disguise. It was a turning point in my life, and it provoked me to make changes I had needed to make for a long, long time. If excessive stress is left unaddressed, it will build to the point where our bodies, minds, and emotions simply can't deal with it.